The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay?
Stop crying, I'm laughing through my tears.
like to state my bias towards many things that affect our lives in our communities and on our home planet Earth. My sincere belief is that we don't get there until we all get there. My support and attention generally goes towards like-minded individuals, although I support the right to be heard from a wide range of views. What I don't support are opinions presented as facts and cherry-picked news bites extrapolated into unsubstantiated theories. I would also choose science over religion on any given day. Knowledge is power. Beliefs can have dire consequences. I've been called a woke-tard, a lefty, and a socialist libtard. I take those intended slurs as compliments. If wanting a clean world, stable climate, and a level playing field is threatening to some, then Houston, you have a problem. Woke is a slang word, a misrepresentation of awake. The opposite would be asleep or unconscious. So I see the accusations of wokeness as admissions of unconsciousness. People talking in their sleep, having bad dreams, and blaming it on others. Like people who are aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice.
So we just kicked off with one of my favorite Sting tracks, I'm So Happy I Just Can't Stop Crying. And I thought it might be a good time to reflect on the election that we just come through. And I've also come across a News Hub Nation panel discussion that might bear some relevance to what we've just seen and what the future might bear. So let's have a listen to this.
Talk a little bit about Christopher Luxon, because we have seen him grow throughout this campaign from the starting line. He's continued to grow, and he's sort of just mauled the ball across the line, hasn't he? He's been determined. He's, you know, it's been sort of at times ugly rugby, but he has done it. But he is one of our, he will be our most inexperienced Prime Minister, Mark.
Yes, and he's not steeped in politics, and I think he almost shows a disrespect for the process. Yeah. He wants to be a CEO. Well, you can't be a Prime Minister and act like a CEO. Politics is about emotion, understanding what, you know, people want, the mood, how things are going. If he, for instance, if he acts or continues to act like, I don't want to talk to News Hub, I don't want to talk to this, that's not going to work.
That is the major difference between being a CEO and a Prime Minister, isn't it? Is that high level of scrutiny every day. Do you think, you know, he has it in him, Dita, to fully transition, or will we see just, you know, Christopher Luxon's version of a Prime Minister?
I find it outrageous that anyone would suggest his own efforts got him across the line. I mean, he was bankrolled by the richest people in New Zealand. The game, the social media game behind him was amazing, because that is bankrolled by foreign money. He actually lost debates. He is not a people person. He got across the line because he represents everything that people with a lot of money would like to see as leader of New Zealand.
And that's right.
That is actually enough. Sorry, carry on, Mihi.
I was saying, you know, we saw that on social media. We saw the campaign on social media. So every time you tweet something, even if you were retweeting an RNZ story or a News Hub story on someone else, it would just come if it had anything to do with Labour. So you're right, there was a lot of money behind that campaign. I think going forward, and today we saw it this morning, that they wouldn't front Tamapōtaka for the Hui, which is a Māori current affairs show. They wouldn't front up, the Christopher Luxon himself wouldn't front up for Māori current affairs. At some stage, he's going to have to front up and be transparent about his policies by, you know, people like me.
Why doesn't
me.
Know?
I was going to say, Mihi, that is super interesting, isn't it? Because it was a big hole, actually, in during the campaign, is speaking to media outlets and organisations and journalists. Like
because
you.
Of the policies of ACT and because of his policies and because they hadn't ruled them out. So you've got a coalition partner that wants to run a referendum on the treaty, you know, the treaty, the founding document of this country. So I guess, you know, those are difficult questions to answer, and it's probably safer to stay away from them. But you can't do it forever.
No, you can't. Mark, you have watched ACT tracked very closely, David Seymour in particular, during this campaign. They come out having grown their vote, grown their number of MPs in Parliament, but not actually at the heady heights that they went into the campaign on.
No, that's right. And they put on a good show last night, but I think underneath it, they're disappointed. They thought they were going to transition from a minor party to a major party, and it looked like they were on track. But David Seymour got the wobbles, probably about in the second week of the campaign, just didn't, for whatever reason, stick to his game plan, went away from it.
Why do you think that was?
Yeah, I don't really know. He seems he seemed distracted for some reason, and I don't really understand it, because he's played such a good game up until that point. But the thing for ACT was they totally seized on Brooke Van Velden's victory in Tamaki, and boy, was that some victory. It really was. You know, the party vote in that seat for National was 13,000 ahead of ACT. Yep, Brooke won it by 4,500 or so. It was an absolutely stunning victory.
As I stare into the western sky, I hold my breath and I wonder why so many folks these days refuse to fly. Well, they reckon that the costs are high, but if we don't get more folks to fly, we might as well just kiss our assets goodbye. Now I have flown both day and night, and I have had my share of fright, so I prefer my feet on solid ground. And each time that I board a flight, my life parades before my sight. Yet still it is the quickest way to get around. So take me up and beam me over. I'm a nervous wreck and I had to leave Rover, and I won't relax till this tin can's back on Earth. Folks who fly gotta be a bit crazy. You know I'd walk, but I'm just a bit lazy, and I'd sure like to see tomorrow for all it's worth. Now the airline biz is up and down, that's sometimes up and most times down, with greenhouse gas across the atmosphere. Whether Ansett, Freedom, or Virgin Blue, that's a flippin' lot of CO2, and I reckon I'd walk to Aussie if I could do. So take me up and beam me over. I'm a nervous wreck and I had to leave Rover, and I won't relax till this tin can is back on Earth. Folks who fly gotta be a bit crazy. You know I'd walk, but I'm just a bit lazy, and I'd sure like to see tomorrow for all it's worth. Now the flight attendant is showing me what to do if we should land at sea, as if I'd stand the chance to be alive. Well, I'd bend right over and put my head between my knees, like the lady said, and kiss my Air New Zealand assets goodbye. So take me up and beam me over to the land of Oz or the cliffs of Dover, and I'll just get drunk till we are back on Earth. It's not that I'm afraid of dying, it's just that the costs keep multiplying, and this flight just might be more than my net worth, plus GST.
And that goes out to what looks like will be our next New Zealand Prime Minister. Good luck, everybody. That's a track called In the Hidden Garden from a band called 480 East. Beautiful. And I got forwarded this YouTube video from a Maori woman who had some major issues in trying to get her children's votes, adult children's votes, registered last week. And it's worth having a listen to.
Whānau, so I'm not very happy. I've just finished being interviewed by Kiriama and Shay Milne. So what happened today was that I took myself into vote and I took my son into vote. And while I was sitting there waiting to vote, the lady who was receiving the votes turned around to her manager and said, "I made a bit of a mistake. The last gentleman who voted asked to be on the Māori roll, but I stuck him on the general roll." And her manager said, "Well, did you make sure it was the right region? Was it Waikato? Was it Hauraki?" She said, "Yes." Then he says, "Well, we can't do anything about that." And so that was the end of that. My son and I fill out his special voting form. He had already registered today online. But because it hadn't come through yet, he had to cast a special voting paper. So he did that. We ticked on it, Māori roll. When my son came outside after voting, he says to me, "Mum, the names that we discussed that I was going to vote for weren't on my voting form." I said, "What do you mean those names weren't on your voting form?" He said, "They weren't, Mum. They weren't on my voting form." So I went back in and I says to the manager, "You put my son on the general roll when we distinctly told you we were on the Māori roll and we ticked the Māori roll." So he says, "Hang on a minute." So he goes over to the special vote forms, pulls out my son's special voting form, double checks that my son ticked Māori, which he had because I helped him do it, goes over to the votes that my son has put in the box, opens the box, pulls out my son's vote, and tells my son to tick every single circle to make it null and void. I stood up in that place and I said to them, "I am not happy." And the last 5 minutes, I have seen two people distinctly asked to be on the Māori roll and you put them both on the general roll. If this has happened in the last 5 minutes, how many other people has this happened to? I'm calling this election into disrepute. I'm angry. I'm furious. In fact, guess what else happened? While I'm waiting for my interview with Kiriama Wright, I get a phone call from my son Pikiao. Pikiao rings me. And he says to me, "Mum, the names that we discussed aren't on my voting paper. Who do I vote for?" I said, "Where are you?" Now, I don't know if this is a coincidence, but again, the first vote that we cast was at a church and the second one again was at a different church. I drove straight down to that church and I got footage of me walking in and confronting them. This time I recorded it. I need to find out the legalities of seeing if I can play you that recording. But I said to them, "Why was my son giving a general role voting form when he distinctly asked, when he came in here, he wasn't asked if he was on the Māori roll. They said that we needed to talk about this later. I said, no, we need to talk about this now. This is corrupt. You didn't ask my son if he was on the Māori roll. You didn't even give him a choice. You just filled it out saying that he's on the general roll. By doing that, you've cast all our Māori candidates to the side. I said, this is not good enough, and this is not the end of this. So whānau, this was my first interview with Arama. Apparently, I've got a few journalists calling me, and I'm pushing this. I'm pushing this all the way. I'm angry. I'm very, very angry. After working really hard with Te Kaunihira Māori, the New Zealand Māori Council, with Te Kahukura, Māori Millionaire, to teach our people between the ages of 18 and 24 to trust the process, to get out there, to vote, to stop having the same attitude of, it's no good, they don't listen to us anyway. After having that for the last 16 weeks and pushing that regime and helping our people to have hope again, I am absolutely disgusted in this. I'm furious. How dare they? I'm angry. So this is not the end of it.
And that was disgruntled mother Corina Tairua, and Māori voter, not happy, on TikTok. So if you have any voting issues that you want to share with us, matueka@freshfm.net, and title it Hatu in the House. Let us know. So let's ride out with a little bit of Acoustic Alchemy, the ride out.
So there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Mutueka's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson Tasman region, and the Mutueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlborough. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Takite anō.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.